Have you seen more spotted lanternflies in Connecticut lately? Don't worry, scientists say you're not crazy. In fact, experts at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station have been getting an influx of public sightings of these insects, especially right here in Milford. Connecticut's state entomologist Victoria Smith joins us now. And thank you so much for joining WICC, Victoria. We really appreciate it. Can you start off by just explaining why the invasive bug seems to be popping up more than ever?
That's generally how these invasions from insects happen. We get a tremendous wave in the first couple of years of the invasion of people seeing them, people starting to notice them. One thing that's very interesting about spotted lanternfly is that it doesn't look like any of our other native insects. It's a quite striking insect. It has brown and black wings that are spotted. Their underwings are bright red, and their abdomens are red and black, and you can really see these bright, beautiful colors when they flutter away. So that's one reason why a lot of people are reporting them in. They're seeing this insect. Wow, what is that? I've never seen that before. And they're quite spectacular. They don't look like anything else we have. And so that's why people are calling in and saying, what have I got here in my garden? What have I got here at my house? So that's one of the reasons.
So, Victoria, it's interesting because we have the former director of the Beardsley Zoo, Greg Dancho, on our show on a regular basis. And I've been talking to Greg about the spotted lanternfly, I think, for the last 2 years or so. We understand, you know, how invasive species work. We understand that they're here. And we do know that they're not really harmful to humans. They're really harmful to, like, the agriculture, the trees. But it's amazing because, like, our offices are here in Milford. And I'm telling you, Victoria, if I go outside just to have a conversation with a colleague as we're passing from the parking lot to the building, they will fly into you. They're on the building. They're in every tree. I mean, they are everywhere. Like it feels like they are exponentially multiplying in numbers. Is there any reason in particular why that seems to be happening?
Well, again, when an insect or any invasive species, for that matter, moves into a new area, they don't have any predators. They don't have any diseases that would help keep them in check. What we are counting on right now is for the development of predators or diseases that will help keep this insect in check. You're seeing they're moving into new ecological niches, and they are really taking advantage of the absence of anything that would keep them in check. So far, we have not found that any birds or animals will feed on spotted lanternfly. However, there is a lot of hope for some naturally occurring fungi that will infect the insects and keep them in check. Keep in mind that you made a good point. These insects do not bite. They don't sting. They are not a hazard to your pets, to livestock, to you. They don't carry any diseases to humans or to animals. So if you have one good thing to say about it, that's one good thing. The fungus that a lot of people are looking at to keep these things in check also does not affect humans. It's a naturally occurring fungus that is present right now in the soil. So that gives a little glimmer of hope. There's also a tremendous amount of research being done looking at predators or parasites of this insect. The scientists have gone to Asia, where this insect is native, and are looking at things that keep the insects in check in their native range. So there is some hope for some natural control measures for this insect.
And again, we have Victoria Smith here, who is Connecticut State Entomologist. Victoria, I know we just met, but don't be mad at me. I think a lot of great things, like you just said, they don't sting, they don't bite, they're not going to, you know, do anything, you know, harmful to us, the humans, our pets, you know, great news, certainly. You know, we are upset, obviously, about the agricultural aspect of it. I just think they're gross. Like, I mean, I was at the park with my son, and we're pretty okay with insects. I mean, look, I still love A Bug's Life. I mean, it's one of my favorite Pixar movies, so I'm okay with insects. But I mean, I looked up at a tree at one of the playgrounds, and these things were everywhere. I mean, they, like, I know when this was first brought onto at least my news radar years ago, you know, we were tasked with, hey, if you see them flying to your windshield, squash them, kill them. I mean, that would be great until we could figure out what to do. it is so beyond, it feels like out of control. Like, I looked up at this tree limb and I thought to myself, oh my God, even if I could squash one of these things, it's not going to mean anything because there's way more of them than there are of me. I mean, I think it's the gross factor. I think that's why people are noticing. It's just, they're nasty. I don't know.
One thing I'd like to remind people is that these things kind of crest like a wave. And right now we are in the breaking part of the wave. We're just getting pounded with these insects. Like if you're at the shore and you're where the wave sort of breaks and sort of pounds into the sand, you're going to feel it, right? Mm. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're feeling right now. These insects are cresting. We're feeling the pounding from this wave of population. In areas that have been infested for a while, such as the Lancaster County area in Pennsylvania, they were the first ones to get pounded by the wave of these insects. And people were saying, just what you're seeing. Oh, there's millions and millions of these insects all over the place. But right now, the wave has crested. It has gone past those areas. And they're seeing fewer and fewer of these insects. They're still there. They're still going to be there. But they're seeing a lot fewer. They're not seeing the trees and buildings just coated with these insects.
Okay.
And I think probably in a couple of years, that's what you're going to see in Milford and in other areas of Connecticut right now that are being pounded by these insects. The wave is going to pass and you're going to see a lot fewer. You're still going to see them. They're still going to be there, but there's going to be a lot fewer. And that's kind of the pattern of these invasions of invasive species. You're going to have a tremendous amount. It's going to be pretty spectacular for a while. But then the wave is going to pass. You're still going to have them, but they're not going to be as spectacular as they once were. So that's, you know, another little thing to hope for.
For the first time on Melissa in the Morning, we have Connecticut's state entomologist, Victoria Smith, and we're talking about that pesky invasive species, the spotted lanternfly. They are just taking over right now. But good news, as Victoria just said, we are just sort of waiting for the crest, if you will, of the wave to kind of die down, maybe in the next year or so. And we are hoping that maybe, for example, you were saying fungi, maybe that can start to kind of deplete their population a little bit. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I am curious, Victoria, does weather play any kind of a role in the number of spotted lanternflies, the population growing exponentially? Does that play any part in this?
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion concerning warmer winters surrounding spotted lanternfly. Let me just talk for a moment about the life cycle of these things.
Yeah.
These insects spend the winter in the egg form, okay? That's the overwintering stage. The eggs will hatch anywhere from middle of May to early June, and they go through what we call instars or nymph stages. There's four different nymph stages. The first three stages are black and white and kind of small. The fourth instar is red and black and white and about the size of a dime. And again, it doesn't look like any of our native insects. The stage that most people see and the thing that people are seeing right now are the adults. The adults start showing up. We like to say start looking for adults at about July 4th. Realistically, they start showing up about the middle of July. But again, July 4th is just an easy date to remember. The adults will stay alive and they will mate and lay eggs until the first hard freeze. That first night when it gets down to 28 degrees will kill the adults. So that's another good thing. They will all disappear after that first hard freeze. However, last year, especially in shoreline areas, the first hard freeze didn't happen until nearly December.
I was just going to say.
In the meantime, the adults are mating, they're laying eggs,
yeah.
They're laying eggs for a long time. So they can produce a lot of eggs. Mm. They can produce batch after batch of eggs, and each egg laying cycle, the females can lay anywhere from 40 to 90 eggs. So when you have a lot of time to do this, they're just going to keep mating and laying eggs and mating and laying eggs until that first hard freeze.
Great.
So again, if you know, when the first hard freeze doesn't happen until the end of November, they have
populating.
A tremendous amount of time.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, you do the math. You know, they have all these egg masses that can have anywhere from 40 to 90 eggs in them. That's a lot of eggs. That's going to produce a lot of spotted lanternflies.
Oh,
so
man.
Our warmer winters are sort of meaning that we do have the potential to have a much higher population of spotted lanternflies.
Interesting.
It was initially thought that our cold winters would kill these things, but they're native to areas in Asia where it gets a lot colder than it does here.
Yeah, they're like, we're good. We're good, Connecticut. You don't scare
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we're good. Exactly. We're happy here. We're going to mate. We're going to lay lots of eggs and all this. And like I say, the adults have started laying eggs already.
Mm-hmm.
Most scientists think that they are triggered by the shorter day length to lay eggs. And we can't do anything about that.
Right.
That's just as the world turns. But they have started to lay eggs, and they will continue laying eggs until that first hard freeze. So
okay.
So
all right.
Yeah, and like I said, last year in most shoreline areas, that didn't happen until about the end of November, 1st of December.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And again, we have Victoria Smith here, who is Connecticut State entomologist. And really quick, Victoria, is it still recommended that if you see them and you can squish them?
Squash them with any means possible. We do offer means for homeowners to control. If you go to the Experiment Station website, we do have some fact sheets that we've recently updated with means to control. We have some chemicals listed, and some of them are more on the organic side, and they are all tested, and they are all effective. We did formerly ask people to report when they saw spotted lanternfly. We're not really asking that anymore because we know that Fairfield County is infested. We know that New Haven County is infested. So you really don't need to report. We know it's there.
You're like,
you know
we're
it's
good.
There.
we're
good.
We're all set. We know. We know.
Exactly.
Oh, good grief. Good grief.
Yeah,
well,
but, smash them any means possible.
There you go.
You know.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is the healthy way to get your aggression out, and it'll help the state with trying to tackle the spotted lanternfly issue that we are continuing to see. And Victoria Smith, this was a real joy. I'm so glad we finally got you on the show and to talk about this. And for more information, we will put the link to the State Agriculture Experiment Station website on ours, which is voiceofct.com. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Again, Victoria Smith, who is our Connecticut entomologist, right here on WACC.